Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Two of our top political pundits. We have Fred Locken and Eric Herzig for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we want to let you know that starting next week, you'll be able to listen to Nevada Newsmakers either on KOH Radio or on our website, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We will no longer be broadcasting on Channel 4 in Reno and on the CW in Las Vegas, but you can catch us online. Our guest today, Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Eric Herzig heads up the political science department at UNR. Pleasure to have you both here. We are taping this right after Donald Trump made his first appearance on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. And it was, to me, a different Donald Trump. He seemed to have felt the weight of the office already land upon him. And I think the hour-and-a-half meeting with the president was part of that weight, that he suddenly realized that this was no longer a campaign and that he can say and do whatever he wants. It was now he's going to be the president.
And the report is that after the conversation with Barack Obama, he came to understand that the presidency is very complex and very demanding. And so that there is a commitment between the outgoing president and ingoing president at an unprecedented level to be meeting to help prepare Donald Trump to become the next president. This is rare air. I have just never seen anything like this.
The first appointments, Reince Priebus, if you're going to clear out the swamp, Reince Priebus has been heading up the Republican National Committee. And I'm not taking sides on this. It could be the Democratic National Committee. But you are taking somebody who is right in the heart of the political world and the lobbying world.
Well, you're draining the swamp, but I guess this alligator gets to stay behind. I was surprised at that Trump ran against the party. He ran against how parties are organized. And then we have Mr. Priebus. And it's like, okay. He did give a mixed message because you have the guy from Breitbart who is going to be some sort of chief advisor. I think Trump is just kind of feeling his way through now, somewhat following Fred, that, oh, this is a far more complex job than I thought, which, if you're right, Fred, that's just an astoundingly depressing comment. That's, wow, this is a big job. It's like, yeah, and you've got to staff it. And you've alienated so many people. And you look at some of his staff appointments, they're largely people who, you know, have been out of politics or are hangers-on, and so it's a little frightening.
All right, but now, here's the reality that nobody ever wants to talk about during a campaign because we're all going to be hoping change, or we're going to change the world, but it's not going to be the same way it was before. But the reality is that there are two parties in this country, and there is a system of governance, and you can't change that overnight. And even he admitted that in the 60 Minutes interview, because he was confronted with the idea that there are going to, you know, there are already lobbyists on his transition team. And he said, well, it's going to take time for us to work our way out of that. But the reality is, he is going to have to deal with the Republican structure that's in place, no?
Exactly. And this is the curse of every outsider. This is not the first time. This will probably be the most bizarre example. But whether it was Jimmy Carter or even a Bill Clinton, anyone that has been an outsider arguing that they were going to come in and change the process invariably picks a running mate that's an insider. And certainly that is our vice president-elect, and in essence has to sort of play with the team that's there, because otherwise how do you function? We do not elect dictators, and we in essence have a party, his party, the Republican Party, that he ran against, as Eric says, during the entire election, now is the party that has to carry the ball in the legislative process. And so this is going to be this interesting marriage, and that is why we never change Washington.
Compromise, the art of compromise, not the art of a deal, although the art of a deal does play into this, but Paul Ryan wants to keep his job as Speaker. Mitch McConnell wants to keep his job as Majority Leader. So they're going to have to find a way to work and compromise, because all the baggage that they have, which all the party leaders do on both sides, is still intact.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the baggage that they have. I mean, Mitch McConnell... Okay, so on his first 100-day agenda, I think the number two item was term limits for the legislature. And Mitch McConnell, I think, politely said, I don't think we'll have that on our agenda. I'm like, okay. And then he's talking about increasing infrastructure spending, which, okay, personally, I think is needed. I think it's great. But Paul Ryan then says, yeah, but it's really not in my budget plan, in the sense how far you're going to go. You're adding costs for the military promises that he's made, the wall he's made. I mean, he has a lot of expenditures out there with a Congress, particularly on the Republican side, that has been looking for cuts all along. The only thing they seem to be agreeing on is that they want to cut, what I think it was, 10,000 federal government employees right away and shrink it by 10%. At the same time, you're increasing the military. You're going to have to increase some sort of border enhancement in those agents. And I'm like, again, I'm watching this, and I'm just going, wait a minute, you're going two different directions at the same time, or at least you're talking about that.
Well, and the support in the legislature is going to be key, because none of Trump's policies penciled out. I mean, his tax plan, I couldn't find an analyst that would say that it wouldn't add to the debt tremendously. His fence, or his wall, is now becoming a fence for probably most of the distance. His repealing of Obamacare promises the president that certain key features will remain. But that is, in fact, the reality check, that you cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater, nor should you. And so perhaps these are the glimmers of hope that this will be an administration that in time comes to understand the practicalities of politics.
Let's take a break. More with our two panelists when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Fred Locken and Eric Herzig, looking at what happened in the last week with the election. Obamacare. As you guys were saying, there are certain things that the Republicans have said all along, actually, that they would want to keep, keeping kids on their insurance until they're 26, on their parents' insurance. Pre-existing conditions no longer being a problem. I don't think any of those things are going to change. But the rates that people are paying this year, especially individual rates, are just through the roof. And this thing is collapsing under its own weight. What do you think the Congress can do? Is it a one-year process to be able to change the insurance industry around, or is it a several-year process? Because, the entire insurance industry has changed.
Well, it has, and obviously has been abandoning Obamacare this year. All of us knew whoever got elected was going to have to do something. Clinton's view was that we shouldn't just cancel it. We should find ways to repair it. And perhaps that will be the strategy of the Republicans as well. It's been suggested by both Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell that they have an alternative ready to go. Certainly, we have some speculation by Trump during the race that we could perhaps get insurance from across state boundaries. There's reasons why it's lower in other states. I don't think that'll work. But I think it's going to take longer than a year to figure this out. And they're probably going to have to allow it to limp along for to provide a transition, because there are now some 12 million on Obamacare. And so they would have to have some sort of plan B for them.
I was talking to an insurance broker the other day who said to me, you can't just do across state lines, because the cost of insurance in New York City, the cost of medicine in New York City, is way higher than it is in Reno, Nevada, or Las Vegas. So you're going to see all kinds of problems trying to do that.
The problem for Trump and the Republicans, and particularly for Trump and the leadership, they have to deliver on Obamacare being gone. I think they voted to repeal 40 plus times. If you don't get this done in the first year, so when you say limp along for a year, oh no, then you have really abandoned this number one item that's been out there, the devil of Obamacare. When you say that, therefore, keeping 26 up to 26 year olds and also pre-existing conditions, I don't know that they were always on board with that. But now, when you look at evidence on Obamacare, people love that. And it's then we've got to keep that. Oh, and by the way, it's not 12 million, it's closer to 20 million people now have their insurance through Obamacare. And how are you just going to toss them off? And so they've walked into a thicket, and this is one that they have to deal with, I say, right away. Otherwise, it's so you just lied. Oh, well, it was more complicated. Oh, we're going to keep part of it. They're floating out MSAs, medical savings accounts, as a possibility. But those rely on a lot of individual kind of commitment and action.
Right, right. Money that people don't have.
Money that people don't have. And even if they give them some, it's this money they have to manage. And it's now that you've done the headline of Obamacare gone, it's where are the details? And all we heard in the campaign is we're going to replace it with something great. Yeah, even greater.
Well, the biggest problem here, first of all, the whole medical industry has changed. Hospitals have been buying up practices all over. If you want to go see a cardiologist, it's owned by one of the major groups here in town. So the whole system has changed, and the cost factors are not going down. If you go into a hospital, you're going to be paying $100 for a pill, no matter under what circumstance. The pharmaceutical industry is not going to turn tail and suddenly go, oh, okay, we're going to lower all our prices. This is a huge task anyone.
And it's just not
by the way, single payer.
Exactly.
Still makes a lot of sense to people who are either on Medicare or are taking care of people who are on Medicare because the cost is so much lower and it's great.
And that's it. That was certainly a Clinton stance of single payer. Many have thought that that's the logical step. Also, including veterans. There are some 18 million veterans, and operating a separate system is becoming cost prohibitive. And so bringing everyone under a single payer system would be a legitimate goal, whether this administration can deliver on that.
Although Trump earlier in his life was for single payer. He said it makes a lot of sense. But
Mitt Romney was for a version of Obamacare before it was called Obamacare.
As a matter of fact, one of my colleagues did a study where if you look at support for Obamacare versus support for the Affordable Care Act, Affordable Care Act is like 8% more favorable than Obamacare. I'm going, they're the same things.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter in a sense the reality of what you're describing. I think you're absolutely right. But people have so kind of ingrained that, oh no.
Does the Democratic Party in Nevada, are they able to raise the money necessary to keep the machine going? Because obviously that played such a big role again this year.
Well, that's the multi-million-dollar question. And for all the folks who are saying, oh, it's a blue wave, and the Democrats are three times in a row at the presidential level, forgetting 2014, of course, I think that's the test for the Democrats. Can you do it without, in a sense, a big lead dog at the top of the ballot, Obama in 8 and 12, or Harry Reid, 10, and while he's walking out the door, his machine? That machine has to somehow galvanize around the party and the party's candidates. And in the past, we haven't necessarily seen that. It's been far more individualistic. So I think that's the real challenge for the Democrats going forward. Can they get labor out every election? Will Latinos continue to vote? I'm not convinced that it's a blue wave.
You know, it's interesting. Danny Thompson is going to be retiring as head of the AFL-CIO. Rusty McAllister of the Firefighters Union is going to be taking over that position. So a major change in that union, not so much with the culinary union that's pretty much set. But as more and more population goes to Southern Nevada, and we've seen the projections, the numbers are going to be huge. It seems that is, are we going to change from being a purple state to a blue state?
See, Eric and I disagree on this. I think we saw the first
great
run as
I'm sorry.
Blue.
Did I say that out loud?
Because everything's aligning for it. Since the 2010 census, we've seen the numbers that argue strongly for it. The real challenge was awakening the giant, 40% Hispanic population in Clark, 30% in Washoe County. And we saw signs of that finally in this last election. I think actually the Catherine Cortez Masto machine becomes the Harry Reid machine for the state of Nevada. Although everyone recognizes he's retiring, he's not dead yet, and he will be, of course, very concerned about keeping Nevada in the blue column. And as of yesterday, they're indicating that he may be interested in heading the National Democratic Party. You know, eyes have a special spot in Nevada's, in his heart for Nevada if he does that.
Not going to happen. Harry Reid's too polarizing of a figure for the Democrats to pick him nationally. I think Reid will continue to hang on, but the half-life of an ex-politician is pretty short. And issues move on, personalities move on. The Democrats are going to have to establish themselves. And the reality is, not just on the Democratic side, but somewhat on the Republican side, Nevada now is a small state with a very junior delegation in both the House and the Senate.
Well, with the exception, should we say, of Dina Titus, does Dina Titus not become the titular head of the Democratic Party in Nevada?
She's another kind of
polarizing figure.
I was looking for a softer term. I don't see her pulling that off. And so when she was head of the Democrats in the state Senate, she wasn't very effective at that. And so she's good at her district promoting herself. And I don't mean that as negative as it may sound, but I don't see that happening either.
Mark Hammaday, did he become more powerful in this election cycle?
Well, you know, frankly, since he favored and ran Trump's campaign in the state, he's going to be very much noticed as a result. And in what seems to be a reward system, yeah, I think it is. On the other hand, I was extremely surprised at the closeness of the election. Yeah, he did campaign. I got that. But the Democrats have rarely done that well in District 2. And they did have an organized. They recruited Chip Evans. They, in essence, aligned financing for Chip Evans.
Not that much, though. I mean, more than it was surprising how much they did raise, but, I mean, it wasn't close to what it would have needed.
Because we always assumed, you know, how can you win that? But he was in the mid-40s. That was a pretty impressive percentage rate for Chip Evans.
And does Dean Heller suffer in the if he runs for Senate or anything else because of his lack of support for Trump?
We'll see in a couple of years. Because everybody wants to focus on the decision right now and what happened right now. Those issues will start to fade, memories will fade, and we'll see where 2 years from now, typical midterm, if Trump, the economy's not growing, all of a sudden Heller's not necessarily draping himself with the president.
Well, and rumor has it Heller and Amadei both interested in the governorship.
But Amadei won't do it if Heller wants it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's where we're going to leave it. So much more to talk about. Gentlemen, we'll see you on KOH. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Have a car, a title? Then you're on Title Max's list to get the cash you need. No matter if you've been naughty or nice, Title Max accepts most makes, models, and years. Use your phone right now. Go to TitleMax.com to see how much cash you could get. Get the cash you need in as little as 30 minutes.
I got $1,000.
$4,000.
$10,000.
So this holiday, if you need cash, bring your title to Title Max and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Now is the time to get the best with Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice. Giving you the power to turn any night into a movie night with over 200 channels available in stunning HD and thousands of titles free on demand. All for $29.99 a month when you call 855-755-2999. Plus, get the freedom to surf, stream, post, and game from all your devices with Spectrum Internet. Delivering the fastest starting speeds, 60 megabits per second, with no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. Then connect with family and friends near and far with unlimited nationwide calling and unlimited calling to Canada, Puerto Rico, and Mexico with no added taxes or fees. Get Spectrum Voice for just $29.99 a month when you call 855-755-2999. All with no contracts and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get the power of Spectrum. Call 855-755-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On the next broadcast, Reno City Councilwoman Naomi Jardine. We'll see you on the next broadcast.